If you've hung around children, you know something about them. They are creative thinkers. One time, I went up to a creativity program for chief executives of a major company here. I won't mention their name because they're public listed and you might sell shares. Their top level senior management. We were doing a creativity decision-making skill program. And I drew a little dot. I literally put a little dot, kind of like this, on the board. And I said, what is this? And they go, you know, like chief executives, that's a dot. I know the answer, that's a dot. I've been to school, university, twice I've been to university. I know, it's a dot. What else? They all went, that's a dot. 10 minutes, I kept pounding them. What else? Come on, what else? Wake up, what else? It's a dot! At the end of the whole thing, they were screaming their heads off, it's a dot! That day, in the afternoon, I went to a kindergarten. 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, 8-year-olds, because I do programs with them too. They're no different from CEOs, actually. I put this dot on the screen and I asked them, on the board, and I asked them, what is that? First answer, yes, it's a dot. What else? It's the island of Singapore with no other islands or any. Oh, great, what else? It's the top of my father's head from 10 stories up. What else? It's a bug that you squish and it's got black. Answers kept, 54 different answers kept coming forth from these kids because they were fresh, they were open, they saw possibilities. They were young, vibrant. Wow, imagine having a vibrant brain. Imagine being alive to possibilities, alive to relationships, alive to people, alive to solutions to the problems we usually surround ourselves with and we usually create, actually. You'll see at the end of the hour how exactly we create problems.